Hey, it's Eli Campbell. In our Common Folk in the Boat series, we highlight the fact that the Yampa Valley attracts some of the best in their respective fields. Well, March 1st through 3rd, 2024, the Yampa Valley is going to be playing host to some of the best bluegrass musicians as well. And we're excited to have an opportunity to chat with a few of them before and while they're in town. This is our Common Folk spin-off, Winter Wondergrass Folk in the Boat. Eli Campbell here with you from the Commons Food Hall, where we are continuing our spin-off of our Common Folk in the Boat series with Winter Wondergrass Folk in the Boat. We are interviewing a lot of the musicians coming to town this weekend for Winter Wondergrass and really excited to have a local band in our space here at the Commons Food Hall. It is the Little Moon Travelers. How are you guys doing?
Great. Doing great. Thanks for having us.
Yeah, I'm glad to have you guys here. Now, I was reading on your website that you guys are kind of a positive product of the COVID shutdown. You're trying to beat the boredom of shutdown and coming together as friends, playing mostly just campfire impromptu sessions. And at some point you decided that maybe we should make a little bit more structure out of this, turn this into a band. Can you talk about the origins of the Little Moon Travelers?
Sure, yeah. So Von Wilson, who a lot of people in this town probably know, might have cracked your back. He might have made horseshoes for your horse. He may have sewn you a leather apron for your shop. He and I started playing. We played a lot during COVID. We had a lot of bonfires out in, you know, the backyard, and played a ton. And it was about what, a year and a half ago that Aaron hopped in and joined us during, you know, to keep playing. And a lot of what we play is kind of comes from real old time. Sort of vibe, old time influences. Of course, we have a huge range, but to really that sitting around the campfire, throwing up a couple of mics for fun is what got it going. So, yeah.
Yeah, and I've seen your videos, and it's a pretty simple setup. It's a couple of mics and just the five of you, four of you. I can't count. Five. Yeah.
Two to five.
Math is, that's why I've always been on radio and nothing ever more extreme than that, because four to five was always a hard transition. Yeah. But the five of you kind of just sitting around and singing and playing music, and from those origins, now you're kicking off Winter Wondergrass this weekend. You're
heck playing, of an honor.
Yeah. I mean, talk a little bit about how that feels. And, you know, Winter Wondergrass has always done a great job of bringing in the local bands, and you guys were chosen to do
well,
that.
So first of all, super honored and grateful to Scotty and that whole crew.
Yeah.
I think we all can say that, I mean, for me this week, and I'm sure for the rest of us, it's just like, it's like the week before Christmas, you know, you just wake up and you're like, we get to do it this week.
Yeah.
And I'll let Eric talk a bit about it, but we, you know, we were kind of a 2-3 piece band for a while, and then it was about a year ago that we solidified into this 5-piece, and as I joke, things escalated, and I've been doing a ton of songwriting, which we'll get into a little later. But man, we're just so fortunate to kind of get our act together and get our ducks in a row to be able to have the opportunity to come do this. I've been going to it for a long time, and so does everyone else. So
yeah, Eric's played the Winter Wondergrass.
Yeah, it's awesome. I mean, I played the first one with Old Town Pickers, which is another old school Steamboat local band that V Dubs was in. We got a lot of good memories.
I mean, we played the last. The 10th year anniversary last year.
We did, yeah, here in Steamboat.
They brought back a bunch of those first bands, and we played 2 or 3 years in Avon. And,
Then
once it came here, I didn't play until last year, but you've been playing.
Oh, yeah, with Buffalo Commons, yep. So it's funny because we were talking about it. Vaughn and I played with Denton and Jay in Old Town Pickers, and then I also played with Jay in kind of a Jay Raymer band, and then and that was with Dave Carroll in there instead of you, and then Buffalo Commons, of course, and this is my fourth group that I've been able to participate in Winter Wondergrass. So yeah, definitely super blessed.
Picked up a new instrument
and grateful. Yeah, I was like, hey, let's play the bass.
He was playing mandolin.
You went from something pretty small to about as big as you can go.
Yeah,
how's that transition?
Well, I mean, that's how I like to go, man. Go big or go home.
Yeah.
So you know, it's great. It's fun. These guys are super patient with me as I learn to navigate the waters of the upright, and yeah, it's been really fun. I mean, Jeremy's writing some really cool songs, and it's been really, really fun to kind of dive in, not only the bass, but kind of a new group and new songs and stuff. And I do love the sound, like the old time influence you know, that fiddle banjo thing is really, really cool. So
yeah,
I'm super excited.
Speaking of some great songs and songwriting, I think you guys are going to play a song for us. Talk a little bit about the first song that you're going to play.
Let's see. What are we going to play first?
Guitars.
Oh, Guitars on the Lawn. That's right. That's what we had on the list.
Yeah. What's the origin? What's the meaning? Where's the inspiration?
I'll tell you just briefly. A lot of the songs, I've been, you know, we've all kind of had bands throughout the years, and as we joke, played the, you know, MLB style. We're just playing all over the place and playing a ton. And we, I took a bit of a break in terms of gigging, you know, just charging after bands when my, you know, now 4 and 6 year old girls were, you know, came along, just been busy. But lately I've had a little more headspace to be writing music, to be gathering the band and doing this. But I also, about a year and a half ago, actually experienced kind of a pretty game-changing scenario with some long COVID, where my entire world stopped. I had one point where I couldn't walk down the block without even being completely gassed, and it was a perspective maker, and kind of wildly, I mean, I could talk for days about that, but since that very intense experience and my subsequent recovery from it, I've just been writing a ton of music. Like, it's just pouring out, and it's been super fun. I've been super grateful for that, because there's sort of seasons of writing music, and there's seasons of, you know, the overall life equation doesn't equate to having that mental space to do it. But so we've been writing a ton, and it's just, man, it's a lot more fun and motivating to do it when you have a crew of monster musicians to do it with. So, yeah.
Cool. Well, let's get into a song here from the Little Moon Travelers.
Days were so much longer then. Roam the creek. way we pass our days. Dancing through storms, smashing guitars on the lawn. Telling ourselves that things will settle down tomorrow.
And one thing that I just realized we failed to do right at the intro was introduce the band. So why don't you guys introduce yourselves, talk a little bit about who you are, what else you do in town, and kind of what instruments you're playing.
Start with Vaughn.
I'll start.
Yeah,
I'm Vaughn Wilson. I actually grew up down the valley a little ways, and I've been up in Steamboat for 35 years, I guess. We came to town to do a coffee business a long time ago. And always played music, always. And that's the one thing about Steamboat is, man, there are players, and it's great. And as I got a little bit older, I'm like, wow, are we the last bunch? And no, there's a new crew here. I'm the grandpa. And the new crew of musicians in town has passed the torch. I mean, it is awesome.
Absolutely.
It is super awesome. My day job, I'm a chiropractor. And do that a few days a week, and then I have a blacksmith shop. I work a little bit.
You ever get the backs to crack in a beat that you're thinking, oh, that might,
well,
be,
yeah,
that
yeah.
might work
well, really,
too.
I sell crack for a living.
Yeah.
So, yeah, it's all good, but man, I just still love playing. Music is really something for me. It just makes me feel good. You know?
Mm-hmm.
It's pretty awesome. So. And I love playing with these guys and gals.
Not fiddle?
Yeah, my name's Kay McKenzie. I play fiddle. And when I'm not playing fiddle, I own a custom hat shop called Steamboat Hatter, which you may or may not heard of. It's down on 11th Street. But yeah, I've been just really making hats and playing a lot of music. Like within the last year, joined this band and then joined another band, Deer Creek Sharpshooters, who will also be playing at Wondergrass, so I've been pretty full-time with music and hats, much to probably my partner's dismay, because he has to cover the shop a lot, which I really appreciate. But yeah, other than that, you know, love just being outdoors, rafting, I don't know. Yeah.
You're going to have a busy weekend this week.
Yeah, it's going to be, yeah. I'm going to be a lot more focused on, yeah, the playing than the partying, but I'm sure I'll squeeze a little bit of partying in there too. A little bit of boogieing. But yeah, super excited.
Great. Yeah, I'm Aaron Van Wyk. I've been trying to play the mandolin since I'm a dentist. This is my day job. And when I was in dental school, I got a mandolin, an old mandolin I got from my dad, and just started picking it up. And music was a great outlet, just something as a good hobby to do. And then I got really interested in building musical instruments, so I made a few mandolins. The one I play is one that I built about 10 years ago, and I've been trying to learn how to play it ever since. And then when we moved up, I moved up to Steamboat in 2020 and got connected to Vaughn and Jeremy through some mutual musical friends down in Lyons and on Front Range, and just started playing with those guys, which was super fun. And pretty quickly realized they were going to rope me into getting out of the living room in the backyard and playing some gigs, which has been a lot of fun and good for me. I got three daughters, 11, 9, and 5 years old. They're all doing winter sports clubs, so they're skiing and Nordic jumping and just doing all the fun things that Steamboat allows us to do. And so that's kind of my story, where I'm at and where I come from.
And Eric, of course, we just spent about 30 minutes talking all about you and our Common Folk in the Boat series. But
yeah. You want to talk about me? Want to talk about me some more?
Let's hear a little bit more about
talk about me. Eric Baker. I play now the upright bass in Little Moon Travelers. And I've been in Steamboat since 99. I also make skis and snowboards. I have a company called Harvest Skis, which Eli and I talked about last time I visited with him. This band, like, I had played in a band with Vaughn, and it's really sweet to be back hanging with Vaughn because he's such a good spirit, you know, and good energy, all that stuff. So that's kind of fun for me. But I knew that the three of these guys were playing in Vaughn's backyard quite often, and I kind of weaseled my way in, and because I knew Aaron played the mandolin, and that's what I was playing in Buffalo Commons recently. So I was like, oh, these guys don't have a bass player. Maybe I could convince them to let me play bass with them. And fast forward, here we are. You know, so it's been really fun. And like Vaughn said, Steamboat is awesome. There's a lot of music, a lot of outdoor recreation, there's a lot of opportunity. The community really supports its own, you know, and with Scotty and moving his family to Steamboat, what, like 5 years ago or something like that, it's been amazing that he brought that festival here, and we're, you know, just like grateful for being asked to be a part of it. Yeah.
Incredible. Like I said, they do a great job with the local musicians. I'm really excited to have you guys opening up Winter Wondergrass. Last but not least.
Yeah. Jeremy Gamble. My wife and I moved here about 9 years ago or so, and a year later had our first. Figured out the whole time, it's a bit of a blur. Anyway, we've got two girls now. We're loving Steamboat, so we're almost locals. I hear what? It's 10 years. No, we actually are officially locals, because I hear one of the criteria to be locals is making the blotter. Quick funny story, my daughter was born about a week before COVID happened, and the shutdown, and we were out at Meadows parking lot. No one's there, you know, my wife breastfeeding at the time, like, we just gotta get out of the house. So no one's there. We're out in the parking lot. My daughter's riding around on a little Strider bike. We're just enjoying the sunshine. And a cop shows up and tells us we're not allowed to be there, you know, because of the whole shutdown, everyone's freaking out, whatever. I was, long story short, not in a good place about it. The next day, though, our entire family made the blotter, nice. Which was an honor. Yeah. So, you know, not just me, but the entire, you know, family cited for being at,
blotter, knee surgery.
That's right.
I've done it all.
That's right. 10 years is the long way to do it. But anyway, no, we've been here a while, and again, just honored to be a part of this, get it going. got a couple. I know we've got a couple more segments, but we've got some fun, fun little things we brought as a thank you. This is kind of some fun swag we're gonna have on sale at Winter Wondergrass. We've made some bandanas.
Bananas.
We got the fancy Little Moon Travelers fun meter. So we'll make sure that is moved over towards Vaughn's favorite here. We have the banjo oil flask.
Oh yes.
So it is Little Moon Travelers fortified with anti-wear adhesives. Additives, for maximum horsepower.
Yeah. This is what you use to play banjo.
That's how he plays so well. Yeah,
exactly. I like this stuff, yeah. And of course, you guys are going to be at Winter Wondergrass, I'm sure. Not just trying to get some merchandise out there, but playing some music.
Yep.
We're going to have another song from you, and we'll come back and talk a little bit more about that. What's the next song?
The next tune is called Gone Wayside, and this was one of the first tunes I wrote sort of after going through all that long COVID stuff, a whole lot of insomnia, late nights, not sleeping, anxiety, all that kind of stuff. And this was sort of the first tune that kicked out from that whole experience.
It was nice.
Yeah.
Well, we will have that from the Little Moon Travelers.
This tune is called Gone Wayside. You see what I'm saying?
Cabin cool, gone way sight.
With the Little Moon Travelers here from the Commons Food Hall. This is getting you guys ready for Winter Wondergrass. Obviously, based off of the hats that you're wearing, the hat that I'm wearing, you know, we're all just fans of Winter Wondergrass as well. So can you talk not just about what, you know, me playing Winter Wondergrass means to you, but what you're looking forward to from the festival in general?
Absolutely. We, I mean,
Molly Tuttle is one of my favorite tipplers and just musicians in general. And AJ Lee as well. And those guys kind of grew up together playing in bands together. And I really like AJ Lee's voice as well.
Yeah.
And actually, Molly Tuttle's brother, Scully, plays with AJ Lee.
In her band, yeah.
In her band. Uh-huh. So that's going to be a great, show.
Yeah.
So. And Sierra Farrell, I've kind of been getting into lately as well.
Oh, yeah.
We went and saw her in Santa Fe last spring. She did a show down there, and we were just going, and we're like, let's get tickets. And so she puts on a great show. And she's her own thing, you know.
Yeah.
So, I mean, the caliber of people coming is amazing.
Yeah. If you haven't seen Paul Coffin,
that's right.
He's
a good time.
Yeah. I think last year he was a little bit of a wild card.
Definitely.
Talking to Scotty, he was a little unsure about it, and that probably brought the biggest buzz.
Last year. We were blown away.
Yeah,
my wife and I were like, this guy is amazing.
Yeah,
yeah, he was great.
From the stage presence to the music, it's full energy the entire time he's up there. So, and I've always found with Winter Wondergrass, you know some of the names, you know what you're gonna get from the String Dusters or the Kitchen Dwellers, Paul Coffin, but it's the side tents that are always the most impressive to me. Last year for me it was Mama Magnolia the side
great
tent,
band.
And I couldn't get enough of them. And you guys are playing one of those side tents. Maybe you'll be that for a few people this year. But
let's hope.
Yeah, talk a little bit about that experience of kind of in between the sets what you like about
that. I think, I got to do one main stage set last year with Buffalo Commons, but over the years we've always played in the tents. Actually, I take that back. The first year in Edwards, there was only one stage. So we played the main stage.
We did. We opened up the show.
Yeah. And so...
And we made the front page of the paper because it had to be on a deadline to get out.
Exactly.
That's what you get from playing early.
Right.
Yeah.
And Michaela Schifrin had just won this World Cup. It was the headlines all about her, and this is a Veil paper, but it was a picture of us. So it was awesome. I still have that paper. So I do. I have a copy. So anyway, the tents are amazing. They're actually more fun, I think, in my opinion. And maybe I'm just, not the pro that, that's got to play at that main stage or whatever. But the tents are great. The energy is amazing. They're jam-packed
with
people.
They're
warm. It's more
intimate.
The stage is down, so you're really close to the people. And the tents get packed. The energy is always so high. I love playing in the tents. I think that's... And like you said, I've seen, what is that band? Tehun's Street Corner Thieves. They're out of Colorado Springs. Amazing last year in the side tent. So it's really cool. You get to see new music by lesser known bands.
I think that's kudos to Scotty and that whole crew because, man, they've just got their ears to the ground.
Yeah.
I mean, I don't feel like I've ever walked into one of the tents, man. Like every time you just walk in, this is amazing.
Yeah, cool.
Absolutely.
Plus, it's a week later this year again, so it's supposed to be super nice weather.
Good weather, and I think
Friday, Saturday for sure.
With the tents, it's you can get some of the main stage talent in some of those tents as well. I talked to Sam Grisman, and he's playing main stage on Friday, playing tents on Saturday.
Yeah.
The Winter Wonder Women are a group of women that Lindsay Blue's always on the main stage and in the tents, and so you're getting a great mix, and like you said, it's such an intimate little space there. Now, when you guys are playing, I think there's a little extra incentive from what I understand. Maybe some beer or something that helps get people there.
Yeah, 2 to 5 every day, free beer tasting. Actually, they've expanded. I mean, it's every year. I saw Scotty last year. I'm like, bro, every year this festival gets better and better and better. Like, I'm always amazed at whether it's there's more beverages and different varieties involved. Those Thunderhead dinners that they do on Thursday nights, or I went to one last year, and I just got a surprise from my wife Molly. She bought tickets for this year too, so we're gonna see Dan Tominski have these killer dinners. It's really, everything about the festival is actually really cool in my opinion. And the VIP, I mean, I know it's a pricey ticket, but it's so worth it. Like, everything that they provide in there, I mean, you have your own bar, you get dinner every night, and heated viewing area. I mean, it's really, really top shelf, I think.
Yeah. I think tickets are still available for single day, which you guys are going to be playing Friday, so we'll pump up Friday. Yeah. But if you won't have any of the days this weekend and for the full festival, you can get them at winterwondergrass.com.
Yeah, there might be some 3 days. They're getting slim, but there might be some too. So if you want to get on it, see us.
Do it.
And Paul Cawthon, and when you know, Sierra Farrell comes and sits in with us.
Yeah, don't tell anybody. That's the secret surprise.
Sierra?
Yeah. You're trying to manifest your destiny.
That's right. Definitely.
You speak it into existence.
That's right.
Well, we've got one more song from you guys. Can you tell me about the last song that you'll play for?
Sure. Before we do, I just want to say that, you know, we're doing this because we're having a ton of fun. And for us, as we've all had our previous bands, you know, sometimes it can turn into a grind, but as we're doing this, we started this thing out saying, you know, let's have fun with this. And again, music, you know, the hang, we all love hanging out with each other, and the tunes, and it's just to keep things light. Recently, I got a lot of googly eyes in the mail, and can I see your microphone? You normally use
it? Oh, yeah.
Yeah, this thing
here.
Anyway, this is our last little gift to you.
Oh, wow.
Some googly eyes for the microphone.
Yeah.
We also have a show coming up March 22nd at Perry Mansfield.
Yeah.
And they've
kind of
done a roots thing out there that we did it last year trying to get it going a little bit. And and then they've kind of taken over with it, and they've had... See, we're March 22nd, and Apple Pie Order is opening up for us, which is going to be a great show. And there's only not that many tickets left. They haven't resailed to that.
There's like 20.
Perry Mansfield.
There's like 20 tickets left.
But big shout out to Perry Mansfield, Joe Haynes, Ben Spiegel up there. They've been doing some incredible things to bring the community into Perry Mansfield, have not just be a summer camp, you know, for dance and theater, but now they're trying to do a lot more music. So everyone, please keep your eye out for concerts up there. They rebuilt a 75-year-old theater, and it is just going to be something special. So like I said, please keep an eye out. They're all about, again, just really making a new push to involve the community with new cool things.
Yeah. You guys are playing March 22nd.
March 22nd with Apple Pie Order.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So March 22nd with Apple Pie Order at Perry Mansfield, and then
the Julie Harris Theater.
Winter Wondergrass this Friday.
Yeah. That's right, Friday.
Appreciate you having us.
Yeah, of course. Let's get one more song, and then we'll be excited to see you guys on Friday.
Right on.
Awesome.
Cheers.
Standing up so proud, and then I went and found. But my spirit went.